This is the Ethanol Report. 2008 started on a high note for the ethanol industry, still basking in the glow of the recently passed energy bill that included an expanded renewable fuels standard. But Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen expected it to be a challenging year.
I believe that 2008, this coming year, is going to be one of, I think, great challenge for our industry. Because at the end of 2007, the Congress passed and the President signed a historic bill that sets a new course for this nation. And while it is a tremendous piece of legislation, it's now on the U.S. industry to meet those targets, to expand production, to commercialize cellulosic ethanol technologies. And so it's not going to be easy. We're going to be working awfully hard.
That hard work included continuing to fight negative publicity, according to RFA Chairman Chris Stanley of Abengoa Bioenergy.
Well, clearly we as an industry have to step up our efforts to communicate the facts and to make sure that the American public has the whole truth and not just parts of it. And so we're certainly up to the challenge, I think, and we certainly are planning to step up our efforts to do that.
However, no one fully expected an all-out assault on ethanol waged by the powerful food manufacturers that required the industry to dispute outrageous claims that ethanol was responsible for everything from starving children in third world countries to the price of beer. RFA held a press conference in May at the National Press Club that featured former Agriculture Secretary John Block, among others.
We are not shorting the market on grain. We are exporting more grain than we ever have in history, $100 billion worth of product, U.S. farm products, going overseas, a record. And if we're sending it all over there, there's something else at play here that's caused the food prices to go up in these other countries.
The industry was vindicated in August when EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson upheld the RFS in a challenge that claimed it was causing higher food prices.
Today, EPA has denied a request submitted by the state of Texas to reduce the nationwide renewable fuel standard, or RFS. EPA's professional staff conducted detailed analysis, consulted closely with the Departments of Agriculture and Energy, and carefully considered more than the 15,000 public comments that the agency received. This research found that the RFS mandate is not causing severe economic harm. Rather, the RFS is strengthening our nation's energy security and supporting American farming communities.
Ethanol became a campaign issue in 2008, and the industry worked hard to educate politicians and policymakers about the importance of renewable fuels, according to RFA's communications director, Matt Hartwig.
We want everybody to know, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever your political affiliation, you know, this is not a partisan issue for us. This is an issue about the future of the country, and we believe we are part of that future. The ethanol industry has come under some, you know, unfair, unsubstantiated criticism, some of it coming from politicians themselves, and it's important that we engage politicians of all stripes. To educate them, to inform them, and hopefully enlighten them about the importance of this domestic energy resource. You know, the alternative is more imports of foreign oil, and that is not a long-term strategy for success.
And as 2008 comes to a close, RFA President Bob Dineen is optimistic about the future of ethanol under a new presidential administration.
I think this administration that's coming in is going to be terrific. President-elect Obama shares our vision for expanding the production and use of fuel ethanol. He shares our vision that ethanol can have a very constructive role in reducing greenhouse gases. He shares our vision that the existing industry will provide the foundation upon which a cellulosic ethanol industry will grow.
And while Dineen does expect more challenges to confront the industry in the year ahead, he is optimistic that ethanol will continue to beat the odds. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.